Taking the GED test is a good idea. People who have a high school diploma earn almost $10,000 more each year than those who do not. And most colleges and employers will treat the GED just the same way as they treat a high school diploma. So if you do not have a high school diploma, taking and passing the GED can show that you are ready for college or for a job. Studying for the GED test is a really good idea because studying can help you feel more confident and do better on the test. The people who make the GED test have done research on this, and they found that people who study for the test do better on it than those who do not. We know taking the GED can be a little bit scary, especially if you've been out of school for a while, or if your experience in school was not a very good one. But relax. The nice thing about the GED test is that it doesn't test every single thing you might learn in high school. They boiled the test down to the knowledge and skills that are most important for doing well in college or on the job. And then they only test those things. So you don't have to cram every single thing that every single high school in America teaches in order to do well on the test. You can focus your study time on just a few key skills and facts. And that will not only prepare you to do your best on the GED test, but you'll also be prepared to do well in college or at work. Congratulations on making two good decisions, studying for the GED test and then taking it. This book will help you become prepared to do your very best on the test. Let's get started. First, let's look at the details of the GED test so that you will know what to expect. The whole idea of taking the GED test can seem intimidating, especially if you have a hard time with tests. Not everyone is a great test taker. Some really bright people struggle to do well on big tests. This section of the book will tell you what you need to know about how the test is set up so that you can be prepared and confident when it comes time to take the test. Here are the basic things that you should know about the GED test. The test has four subjects. These will probably be pretty familiar to you since they are the main subjects that people study in school. The four subjects that the GED test covers are language arts, math, science, and social studies. If you are like most people, at least one of those subjects, and maybe even all four, made you groan a little bit. But don't worry. This book will prepare you for what you need to know to do the best you can on all four subjects, even the ones that were not exactly your favorite when you were in school. The GED test has several different kinds of questions. Let's look at each one so that you know what to expect. There are multiple choice questions. You probably remember these from school. You are given a question and several answers to choose from. Remember that in math, the word of means to multiply. For some reason, students often struggle with this idea. It is frequently tested, and so you can expect to see it in some form or another on the GED test. For example, in the problem, what is 40% of 200? The problem can be solved by multiplying. You change the percent to a decimal, so 40% becomes 4/10. Then you multiply 4/10 by 200. If you remember that of means to multiply, it will help you solve many problems. 8. Sometimes the GED will ask you how to set up a problem, but not how to solve it. Don't panic. Just do the first step of the problem and set it up. Let's use another very simple problem as an example. Leon bought a hamburger for $4 and fries for $2. Which of the following represents the cost of his meal? Option A, 4 minus 2. Option B, 4 times 2. Option C, 4 divided by 2. Option D, 4 plus 2. Again, you won't see problems quite this easy on the GED, but you will see problems where the answer choices are not the solution to a problem, but just the setup for solving the problem. 9. Sometimes, instead of actually solving the problem, it is easier to begin with the answer choices and to plug them into the problem. This is called working backwards, and it is a good strategy to use if you get an algebra problem that you are not sure how to solve.